what we need to do over the next 7 years out to 2030 is go from one third of our electricity coming from renewables up to 80%. So it's going to be quite a challenge. In order to do that, we're going to need to continue deploying onshore wind energy, really kickstart a new sector and a new opportunity for Ireland in terms of offshore wind energy, and then also diversify our overall renewable portfolio by investing more in solar energy out to 2030.
From the wind point of view, Donegal, obviously quite a few wind farms in the county because of its location, because of its terrain and so on and so forth. The county is suitable for it. Some disquiet in some communities with people saying, look, Donegal has taken a chair, it's time to go elsewhere. Is that something that Wind Energy Ireland can understand and perhaps come to some form of balance and some kind of compromise on?
Absolutely. Donegal has played a remarkable role thus far in providing clean, renewable energy to help all of Ireland, not just Donegal, in terms of the amount of onshore wind farms that are there. For us to get to 2030, we are going to need more onshore wind energy. Now, the good news is that because of the way turbine technology is progressing and the way development is progressing, it doesn't mean we necessarily need the same amount of wind farms or the same amount of wind turbines in order to get us there. The newer wind farms are much more efficient. So, for example, you can get an awful lot more energy out of a modern wind farm compared to, say, some of the older ones that would have been developed in the 1990s and early 2000s. It's really important that those wind farms that are being developed in partnership with the community, that people are being brought along, they're being engaged at every step of the way so that their views can be taken into account in developing these wind farms when they are being progressed.
There's also discussions taking place at local authority level in terms of county development plans and so on and so forth. Is there sufficient engagement between yourselves as a representative body, between the generation companies themselves and councillors and officials on local authorities to try and ensure that the process becomes as smooth as possible and it becomes as easy as possible to have discussion, to have consultation, and that everyone understands everyone else?
That's exactly what we're trying to do. In order for us to hit those targets that I've mentioned earlier, every county is going to play a role in that across Ireland. And the policy is really being set at a national level, but then that goes down to the local level with the county development plans and how those plans take into account what we need to do nationally, but clearly take into account what's happening on the ground in the county too. Our members and ourselves were constantly engaging with the planning authorities, with the local councillors to try and put across how we believe renewable energy can play a key role in decarbonising both at a county level and at a national level. It's really important that those discussions do happen, that people understand each other from the outset, and that together we can work to try and decarbonise Ireland, and everyone will have to come to the table to make that a reality. And it's only by doing that that we're going to get ourselves out of the energy crisis that we're in at the moment because of our very high reliance on imported fossil fuels.